You know, what I find really funny and sad is that when I first started this podcast, I went scouring for a microphone and I bought one for 400 grand, connected to my laptop, and the audio was okay. Like, it's not good or bad, you know? And, like, I would spend a long time, you know, editing and, you know, just trying to make it good. And that's kind of what caught me. Like, that's kind of what, like, threw me off the consistency. Like, the, you know, consistent uploading path. And then now, I find out that you can actually record on the app that I use to post my podcasts. I'm, like, recording on my phone right now. It's... Welcome back to the podcast, Regularly Random. The podcast with a name I kind of regret making. You know, I don't think Regularly Random's the best name for this podcast. I mean, it kind of fits, but it doesn't. I just find the name kind of cringy now that I think about it. Like, every time I, like, search up my podcast to see how it's going, and I look at the cover art, it's kind of, it just, ooh, you know, I kind of cringe at it. But, so I'm thinking of changing the cover. The point is, welcome back to the podcast. I don't exist. And I don't know. I wanted to kind of talk about the shit show that happened on live TV in America between the predatory orange guy who's racist and the other predatory guy who isn't orange, but and he's like better than the predatory racist orange guy. It's just, it's gotten to such a point. When I was 13 in 2016, I was kind of, I didn't know what was going on half the time, because I only listened to my dad, and my dad is a Trump supporter, unfortunately, and I just would, like, listen to him and what he would say, and I'd be like, yeah, I believe you, blah, blah, blah. Funnily enough, he actually only started supporting Trump after he went to the hospital, after he almost died, and he said that he was, like, half, like, awake, delirious almost, and he was listening to Trump on TV, and he was just like, oh, this guy's making sense, and that's when he became a Trump supporter. I worry about him sometimes. Anyway, the point is, I didn't know what was going on, but I knew it was bad. I knew it was bad. I mean, Hillary and Trump. Boy, oh boy. Both of them, But I can kind of understand, now that I think about it, where they were coming from. I could understand why people were voting for Hillary, even though people did not want to vote for Hillary. It's the same situation now. Because people didn't want to vote for Biden. We wanted Bernie. We wanted our boy Bernie, okay? I was excited for Bernie. I really was excited for Bernie. We wanted him. But then he dropped out. So now we have to settle for Biden, because Biden is better than the other. Okay, but, like, they're both predatory. Like, they both creep me out. Except the other one is, like, really racist. And orange. Anyway, the point is, it's come to a point again. I don't even know how America keeps coming to these elections. Like, they come to these points in the elections. Like, in 2016, we had two people who were bad. And in 2020, we have two people who are bad. When is it gonna end? I think 2016 was... I remember back in 2016, everyone was saying that was the worst year. And it was a pretty bad year. But now we have an even worse year. And the elections are still bad. I just want this to stop. I want it to stop. But let's talk about the debate. Because the debate was bad. Because my dad always says, this is the only thing, like, this is one of the only things I agree with him on this. My dad always says that if one person starts throwing personal insults at the other person during a debate, they already lost. But in this debate, they were both throwing personal insults at each other. Was it Trump was making fun of Biden's sons, roasting him for not wearing a mask, which, by the way, Trump caught Corona, so that's, like, kind of funny. And then Biden called Trump a clown and told him to shut up. Like, it was a whole, like, it was bad. It was really bad. It was awful on both sides. And, like, but if you look at it, like, now see, I didn't watch the whole debate, so I can't make a proper opinion on this. But if you look at the clips, right, from what I've seen, Biden is really the only one who makes good points. Like, he says, oh, I have a plan for this, I have a plan for that. And then Trump goes ahead and, like, roasts Biden. Like, it was a whole disaster. It was, what did that guy say? Okay, so after the debate, this guy said it pretty clearly. He said, that was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck. That was the worst debate I had ever seen. It wasn't even a debate. It was a disgrace. And it's primarily because of President Trump, who spent the entire time interrupting, not abiding by the rules he agreed to, lying, maliciously attacking the son of the vice president. When asked to condemn white supremacists, he brought up the name of a neo-fascist far-right group and said, stand back and stand by. We'll talk about who won the debate and who lost. One thing for sure, the American people lost tonight because that was horrific. End quote. I totally agree. Do you understand how I keep seeing that clip circulating of when Biden and Chris Wallace, the moderator, they both asked Trump to condemn white supremacists. And he refused to. And he was like, who do you want me to condemn? And then Chris Wallace says, I think it was Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace says, Proud Boys. And instead of condemning Proud Boys, he says, Proud Boys. This is an actual quote. He says, Proud Boys. Proud Boys? Stand back and stand by. Let's look up the definition of stand by quickly. Because I'm pretty sure the Merriam-Webster Dictionary Twitter, like, actually did a tweet on this. Standby. He asked Proud Boys, a neo-Nazi fascist far-right group, to stand by. The official definition of standby is readiness for duty or immediate deployment. Isn't that scary? That is terrifying. And this is the guy who is a candidate for president. He is the leading candidate. He is the only candidate running right now for the Republican Party against Joe Biden. Do you understand why we need to bring Joe Biden to make... Ah, now see, some people might ask, hey, but aren't you in South Africa? Why do you care? Well, thank you for asking. The reason why is, let's be honest, America is a pretty big nation that makes a lot of influential decisions on the world. And these influential decisions could have potentially affect me. Not to mention that I might be moving to America. I need this to not happen. I need that orange man with a rare Pokemon on his head to not win. I need to not be welcomed by this man. It's very vital and important, if you understand what I'm saying. Not to mention the several examples of why Trump is a bad person. I saw a post on Instagram of all the sexual assault things he have done, the sexual allegations and misconducts he has done. It's like four, I don't even know, I think it's more than that. It was like six slides long of like bullet point after bullet point after bullet point. How is this man in office? How do people still support him? I don't understand. I feel like the Proud Boys thing that he said that night was kind of like the hey, wake up guys, you know what, he's not a good person. You should not have him in office. Like, why would you want him in the office for another 4 years? He literally supports and told a far-right neo... Let's search Proud Boys. Let us search Proud Boys right now. I just need to make this... The Proud Boys are a far-right, neo-fascist, male-only organization with ties to white supremacists and that promotes and engages in political violence. Is that not enough? Now, listen, I don't know if anybody in America listens to the podcast. I don't have many... I don't have a big audience size, alright? But you, if you are 18 or above... And you're listening to this. Please vote. Your country is in danger. Your country is about to go into the hands of a white supremacist. For another 4 years. If you think the last 4 years were bad, it's going to get worse, buddy. You need to vote for Biden. At least Biden has some plans. It's not a case of who does better. It's a case of... Dumpster fire versus decent person. Semi-decent person. Okay, less than decent person. The point is, the less than decent person is better than a dumpster fire. Please vote. Please. I watched a movie last night. It was called I'm Thinking of Ending Things. Directed by Charlie Kaufman and based on the book... called I'm Thinking of Anything by Ian Reid, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I can't pronounce names for shit. Anyway, the point is that, just a disclaimer, I was watching it when and I was not paying attention. If you do watch this movie, please try your best to pay attention the entire time. I know it's hard, alright? I know it's hard. Maybe for me it's hard. For me, it's hard because I constantly have to, like, do something else while watching a movie. So, like, texting, playing a game or something. Don't do that. Watch the movie with undivided attention, if you can. Because if you look away just once, you'll be even more confused than you are before. Because this is a confusing movie. If I can explain it, this movie is basically a two-hour fever dream. So, basically, the synopsis, or all I can really tell you, is that, this woman is thinking of breaking up with her boyfriend, but she's already in the car with her boyfriend on the way to his parents' house, and she's thinking of ending things with him. And when they arrive at his parents' house, things start to get a bit weird. And that's all I can really tell you. And even if I could tell you more, like even if I could spoil it, I couldn't, because it's just that weird. But see, the thing is, I really enjoy surreal stuff like this because, well, I don't know, it's just interesting to me. I really enjoy this movie. It has very mixed reactions though, because a lot of people described it as confusing and boring. I don't think it's boring, I just think it's very confusing to a lot of people. And it is confusing, and I think it's meant to be confusing. But what I really like is that, you can kind of tell that there's some sort of deep, like, message, or some sort of message the movie's trying to tell you. It's like some sort of, like, the whole movie is like a metaphor for something. Like, each of the characters is a metaphor, each of the places is a metaphor. Like, it's a metaphor for something. The dialogue is very interesting as well. Because you can tell something's going on, but you don't know what's going on. And it's very interesting. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. However, I feel like I need to watch it again because I was not paying attention, and it's very important to pay attention during the movie. So for now, my rating is 9.8. I feel like if I watch it through with undivided attention, it would be 100%. Because I really enjoyed this movie, and I don't know, it's just supposed to like make you confused, but in a good way. I don't know how else to explain it. You should watch the movie. You should. Whoever you are. Person who is listening to this, you should watch the movie. Just pay attention. And, yeah. that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Tune in next time when, well, I don't know. See, it's 2020, so I don't really know what's going to happen, like, next week. So I guess I'll see you when the aliens attack.